You are tuning in to the English news program of Gunter Radio and Television Station. Top news. The conference of the extended executive board of Ningxiu District Party Committee to review work implementation in the first 6 months of the year and disseminate the work program for the last 6 months of 2022 took place on June 28 morning. In the first 6 months of the year, Ningxiu District admitted 84 new party members, accounting for 76% of the plan. The district economy continues to develop stably, with total retail sales and income from services standing at over 398.9 trillion Vietnam dong, up by 22.58% year-on-year. The value of industrial and cottage industrial output increased nearly 10% against the previous year. Budget collection was over 550 billion Vietnam dong, exceeding the target assigned by the People's Council by 4%. The disbursements of basic construction capital stood at over 169 billion out of the annual capital amount of 365.688 billion Vietnam dong. Regarding tourism, the district welcomed over 1,767,000 visitors, up by 3.4% year-on-year. COVID-19 pandemic has been basically controlled, with COVID-19 vaccination rate for people aged from 19 and above at 99.83%. Jobs have been created for over 5,000 laborers in the past 6 months. Chairman of the City People's Committee Zheng Vichung on the same day also attended the conference to review 6 months' work in 2022 of Top Nob District Party Committee that took place on June 28. In the past 6 months, Top Nob District has fully implemented and grasped all resolutions, directives and regulations of the party at all levels. The development of the tourism industry of Gunter City in the first 6 months of 2022 has more than doubled that of the previous year. This shows the great recovery of the tourism activities in Gunter City after the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, in the first 6 months of 2022, Gunter City welcomed over 3.1 million visitors in total, increasing by 55% year-on-year. Total income is estimated at 2,042 billion Vietnam dong, up by 60% year-on-year. Apart from sacred destinations like the Hung King's Temple, Duc Lam Phu Nam Zen Monastery, Cantonese Assembly Hall, commonly known as Yu Ong, Oban Thuy Temple, eco-tourism sites like Phi Yin Orchard, Ong Đề, Mỹ Khánh, Cung Sơn or Sơn Islet, or the Floating Market are also tourists' favorite attractions. Notably, Ningxiu Walking Street, with its many cultural and art activities, both modern and traditional, also attracts thousands of visitors. On the same day, in Gunter City, the Consultative Group of International Agricultural Research, or CGR, coordinated with Vietnamese and Cambodian partners to organize a conference to launch the CGR initiatives for securing the food system of Asian mega deltas for climate and livelihood resilience, or AMD for short. Deputy Chief of the Crop Production Department of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development Lê Thanh Tùng and over 70 delegates from concerned agencies attended the function. The AMD initiative aims to create resilient, inclusive and productive deltas, which maintain socio-ecological integrity, adapt to climatic and other stressors, and support human prosperity and well-being by removing systematic barriers to the scaling of transformative technologies and practices in community, national and regional levels. Accordingly, the initiatives will take place in three mega-deltas of Asia, including the Ganges-Brahmaputra Delta in Bangladesh and India, the Irrawaddy Delta in Myanmar, and the Mekong Delta in Vietnam and Cambodia, where 177 million people are living, and 36% of which are poor people. In celebration of the Vietnamese Family Day, June 28, the Women's Union of Gunter City organized a festival of women creative startups and the contest of Gunter Women Saving Energy to Protect the Environment. The Festival of Women's Creative Startup is among the series of activities to celebrate the Vietnamese Family Day, June 28, which includes activities like the contest of Gunter Women Saving Energy to Protect the Environment, commending and awarding women excelling in the contest of Vietnamese Women Be Confident in Doing Business, the online contest of women succeeding in doing business, and commending 20 households with disabled women overcoming difficulties to build a happy family, as well as signing the contract for the consumption of startup products of female members. In addition, 26 exhibition booths also joined this event to introduce women startup products to visitors. News on the festival has also wrapped up today's English news program. To listen to our bulletins one more time, you can log on to our website at gantertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night.